AWA, mobile.
What about mobiling around? It's too windy to go flying, KI4DOS, mobile.
One of your old customers calls and dangles a big profit in your face. You got to go and check it out, see if you can reel it in and make a little money. You know, we got to pay for our radio habit somehow.
Guess so, Steve. How you doing today?
Too bad. Just leaving the house, headed for Reedville Road down in Spartanburg.
And the good news is it's not Woodruff Road in Greenville, right?
Fun and bar fights than going to Woodruff Road.
We'd probably say that. Now, of course, being on Woodruff Road is not much different.
Bad on the comparison, I can tell you that.
That one. Now, I'm just out mobiling around and enjoying the sunshine today. A pretty day after first part of the week when it was raining.
A little sunshine, especially some of these warmer temperatures out here. My truck says it's 66 degrees over here right now, and I ain't fussing a bit.
That temperature was, I don't have one of those thermometers in my truck. But of course, my truck's a little bit older than yours. Mine's a 96, so I guess it came out before they had those thermometers out there.
Made back in a time when a man that went out and worked used a truck, and he didn't really worry about the temperature. He just knew it was cold, and he had to go to work.
Yeah, me and old Larry was talking about what we used to do when we were a whole lot younger, you know, back before they had seat belts in cars and stuff, you know, like riding up in the back glass back there, you know, laying down up there when we were little. That brought back a whole bunch of memories.
What, I used to ride the transmission or the drive shaft hump in the back seat and hang on the front of the bench seat and go, well, Daddy, are we there yet? Are we there yet, Daddy? How much further is it, Daddy? I used to drive him nuts.
My kids did the same thing. My standard reply was 5 more minutes.
My standard reply was about another hour. It didn't matter if it was 5 minutes away or 3 hours away. About another hour.
You know, that's... We had to do what we had to do to keep the youngins quiet, right?
Today, when you set off on a trip, you give them a pill to calm them down before you leave and hope that the pill don't wear off before you get there.
Well, it used to be a Game Boy, but they, you know, those are ancient things now. So now you just give them a smartphone and say, here, play games until we get there.
It used to... You know, what's the next car going to be? Is it a Ford, Chevy, or Dodge? What's the color of the next car? You know, and we'd all play that game, and he'd say the first one that gets to 100 points gets to pick where we stop for a soft drink when your mama needs to go to the bathroom.
That's a pretty good deal there, I guess. I never let the boys decide what, you know, pick their soft drink and all of that, but... We did have a little game that was about a Volkswagen, you know. Of course, they were more prevalent than they are today.
Yep, yep. Well, those were good times, weren't they?
I think they were. I don't know if they were or not. But, you know, I don't want to go back. I don't try to want to have to go back and redo everything I've already been through.
They're talking about this Nathan Wade, that special prosecutor, a bunch of junk. I want to hear this. Just 1 second.
Well, I was kind of watching traffic here. There's a car that did a U-turn in front of me, and then all of a sudden he put on brakes, and I was fixing to go around him, and there was two cars coming around me. So let me know what comes out about it.
It's the nothing. It's same old stuff. Same thing you expect out of any other politician. They ain't gonna do nothing. It's just that whole mess is just up for show, and they've already decided what they're gonna do. We'll just find out about it in a month or two. You know how that goes. Hey, did they have that press conference about Russia today?
I really don't know, Steve. Like I said, I don't know. I can't say one way or the other. But you mentioned the politics a minute ago. The reason that the circuses are having so much trouble finding clowns nowadays because they're all in Washington.
Yeah, all the clowns got elected, didn't they?
Now that there's a vacancy for them in the, you know, in the circus when it comes to town, so I don't know. Yeah, that's amazing to me what all they get on there and say and try to do. Of course, they don't do anything. They just get out there and run their mouths a lot.
What, when you think about that, what does that say about the people that voted for them? You know, how stupid are we? I'm not getting into politics today. I'm not going to do it. Sound like George Bush. Not going to do it. Oh, well. Now, we just got a mess up there.
They call it the puzzle palace. You know, it's all, they're trying to put a puzzle together and they ain't got all the pieces.
Mike Ward.
I place out business out of this now.
Yeah, well, they're all driving us to the nut house, I guarantee you. Oh, me. Well, now, hey, are you going to go down to Columbia on the 28th?
Probably not. I think that's a Wednesday. I would love to go down there, but, you know, I don't know if I can get down there and back in time calling in or not.
They're supposed to read the thing during the morning, and we'd head back right after lunch. You'd be back in plenty of time. We need all the butts in the seats as we can get down there, bud.
You know, the bigger showing that we have, the better we'll be, better off we'll be, but like I said, I don't know if I'll go down there or not. If I get down there close to Bull Street, they level try to keep me.
Well, listen, I didn't realize it, but you and I both have a friend that lives in Spartanburg County in an unincorporated area, and he called and was going to check with the county, make sure there's no restrictions for him to put up a tower in an unincorporated area just out in the county. But it's in Bowling Springs. And they told him, well, you're just going to have to wait a week or two so that we can study up on this, and, you know, we'll be in touch. They have no authority over that.
Well, unfortunately, I guess that's true. I don't know. I don't have that problem. There at the house, you know I got a tower, and I know you got one. I didn't ask anybody if I could put mine up. I just put it up.
Just it. If you're in an unincorporated, unzoned, and non-HOA area, then the county has no authority over what you put up.
I guess that's kind of like the towns annexing more land, you know, if a place that's being developed, they say, oh, we can get more taxes out of these people, so we'll annex it and make it part of the city. We ain't got a whole lot to say about that either, do we?
Better than 50% of the people that are inside the area that they want to annex has to agree and vote to go in. Otherwise, they can't take them. But you know what? I just don't understand. See, the city of Greenville's trying to annex that area over there around Cherrydale. They're trying to get the shopping center at Cherrydale and all those restaurants through there and up the side of Paris Mountain and all that so that they can increase their taxes. That's the city. Well, they're telling people over there that since they're going to be in the city, their taxes would be reduced. What kind of ding-dong lame brain is going to believe that? Oh, man, I tell you what, it's just amazing.
Not about that. But I don't know. I hope it don't go through, but it probably will. You know, Greer did the same thing with a lot of that property down towards the BMW plant. All down through there. So, politics is politics, and they're going to do what they want to, whether we like it or not. KI4DOS
Mobile. NWA Mobile. Well, I'll just end this thing with three questions. Have you ever seen taxes reduced? And have you ever seen just like the penny for education, the penny sales tax for education? That went straight into the general fund. And let me ask you this question. Would you trust our president to drive your daughter's school bus?
I'll start off by saying that's your president, not mine. I didn't vote for him. I don't know, Steve. I sure wouldn't want him driving the school, or his daughter driving the school bus, or his son, either one for that matter. You're talking about the penny sales tax. You know, if they actually gave the school systems, the public school systems, that is, a penny off of every dollar that was spent in the state, we'd have the best school systems in the country.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We're on 26, and I am just about to come up on 29, and I'm starting to lose you, bud. So anyhow, I've got so much fried eggs in there, I can barely copy you. So I'm going to go ahead and sign with you and say 73s, and just say, Lord help our country. So, yeah, KN4 VWA, I'm gone, and I hope I can get through.
Repeater, it might have been where I was there, Steve. I don't know.
It's a little bit clearer now. I thought I had lost you entirely. But the coverage over here towards Spartanburg is getting real sparse. Oh, I hope someday real soon they can get up on that tower and do some good stuff.
It does definitely need some work, and hopefully they'll be able to get to it here in the not-too-distant future and make it all better. But you be careful out there on the road, especially down there around 29 and 26 and all of that, and I'll holler at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it, and we'll do it again. I'm fixing to pull into my first stop over here. I got running a few errands. Got to jump out and run in, and I'll come back out in a minute or two or five or whatever it takes. But in the meantime, you have a great afternoon. Tell Sue we said hello, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. KN4VWA, KI4DOS Mobile.
Hey, you take it easy. Be careful out there. And try to stay safe and healthy. KN4VWA, I'm clear.